And on the line now, I have Colm Kearney, musician and also facilitator in the Axis in Ballymun. Hey, Colm, good afternoon, how are you?
Doing very well, Noel, thanks for having me on.
Okay, busy man over there, and it's every year it's more things on, and I kept going over there in Axis all the time.
Yeah, they're always putting on really interesting things. They're always trying to, think of different types of workshops to do, and... This year they've asked me to facilitate a workshop in performing the ukulele, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, because there's been a resurgence for some reason. I mean, I was at something recently and there was a young girl at 16 and she takes her a little pink ukulele and I was very impressed. Yeah. And she could actually play it as well, and young. And I'd love to get to talk to her, but she was swept away very quickly. Because my first thing is, why would you pick the ukulele? It's a lovely instrument, but it's unusual for that age, isn't it?
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense because that someone that age be playing it because they're small. The strings are made of catgut, so they're actually a very good first instrument to. It's a great instrument. Say if you're interested in guitar, maybe start off in ukulele because the chord shapes are the same as well. So you don't have to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Sorry, I was just going to ask you: can you play anything on them?
Within reason. Like if you go onto YouTube, you can see people doing all sorts of, really impressive kind of solos and chords and songs. Yeah, and I think a lot of people like to take a song that's already well known and then do a ukulele version. That kind of thing. That's another thing that's very popular in the last few years.
Yeah, I was watching Sky Arts, I think it was, maybe 6 months ago, and you're too young to remember Joe Brown, who's a famous English...
I know Joe Brown, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Picture of you and all that, but he has a wonderful collection, and he was giving a great demonstration of the ukulele on it as well. Terrific, absolutely great.
Yeah, and he was a friend of George Harrison's from the Beatles.
That's right,
he was also a big fan, and I think he actually released. He sang a song, didn't he, for George after George passed away?
He was on that show. Yeah, he's really terrific. Still going strong, I believe. Well, I hope I'm right there anyway. But he was a great exponent of the ukulele. And I was talking to a guy from one of the music shops as well, and he was sort of saying, when I said a resurgence, a lot of people are buying them for Christmas, but unfortunately, they sort of pick it up, and I suppose it's like buying a kid a puppy for Christmas. They try it for a while and then they get fed up and throw it under the bed because it is small. They forget about it, but now's the chance. Now's the chance to take it out, dust it off, and tell us what's going to happen, Colm.
You've said it right there. It is an opportunity. I think what happens is that people buy guitars or ukuleles and then they don't get lessons, or else they get a couple of lessons and they get stuck. Well, this is a 4-hour workshop, so it's a chance for everybody to come together and to kind of look at some of the most basic things, like how to tune a ukulele, because I think when someone gets an instrument at the start and then it goes out of tune, that's very frustrating. So I'm going to just put links like to YouTube as to where you can, because if you're not in tune, you can't go anywhere. So we're going to start at the very basics, and then we're going to just kind of work through some chords, and there might be different people on different levels, but we're going to do something for everybody, and maybe even come together towards the end and play a piece with people playing different parts, different varying kind of,
Mm-hmm. Okay, before we talk anymore, because it's quite limited in the many you can take, so give us all the information on contact. I think you can only take 25, can't you?
Yeah, there's 25, and it's €20 for 4 hours. I think there's going to be a bit of pizza involved in the middle. It's from 4 to 12. That's a little carrot we'll put in there. And you can call Axis, or you can book online, or else you can call into them, and you can get all that information on accessballymun.ie.
Okay, and it's also, as I said, I saw a young girl playing it, so girls, fellas, anyone and everyone, but there's sort of, you have an age, are you going for 16 plus, is that the age you're going for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if that's all, just to kind of keep it, we have to, I suppose, put some sort of bracket on it if we're all going to work together and kind of... if there's anyone too young, we might kind of end up leaving them behind, but there's an idea there for a different ukulele workshop, maybe one for younger kids, it'd be great.
Yeah, because the younger the better. Yeah. Once you start in kids' years, you know, like there's like the brain's like a sponge; they pick it up. Because what you were saying about the, I understand about the strings that sometimes, apart from the guitar going out of tune, if it's not in sync properly on the fretboard. I remember my first guitar I got; it was about a quarter of an inch away, and my fingers bled after a few weeks. So to make sure everything's all right, but with the catgut, it's even softer. Even if your guitar is okay, with catgut you could use that on the guitar, ukulele, whatever. It's very soft on the fingers, am I right there?
Yeah, you're right there. It's like the Spanish guitar, I don't know if you had a steel string. Did you have a steel string?
Steel string.
And then some people had the Spanish. It was always, it's always a lot easier on the Spanish, and the spacing's a bit bigger as well. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with the ukulele, the spacing's a little bit bigger, so there's plenty of room to get your fingers on into the different positions, you know.
Yeah,
but you'd be surprised, you'll know this yourself. I suppose how easy it is to learn how to play a ukulele or a guitar, you know, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really just kind of putting a couple of 15 or 20 minutes in every day. It could be a huge kind of advancement in about 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah, but I think people, a lot of the time, people are their own worst enemies. They want to learn too much too quickly as well. I mean, just take your time and get along with it. And if you hit it, as you say, because out of tune, they just sort of put it aside. Incidentally, about yourself, what's your relationship with the ukulele, Colm?
It's just another instrument that I play, I suppose. From looking at people like I'd be a guitarist and a singer, but haven't seen people that play guitars and seen like George Harrison then kind of playing the ukulele as another instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I was intrigued by it, probably like a lot of other people, because there's certain kind of songs that sound really nice on a ukulele. Like Something Over the Rainbow or something by George Harrison, or, you know, kind of melodic songs. And it's just certain things. So I think it is kind of a bit niche. Like, I don't know if you'd ever find a ukulele player who's just solely a ukulele player. It's kind of like another instrument that you can play. Or else if you play it, you can want other instruments. But I just love the sound of it. It's very transportable as well. You can really put it in a backpack and carry it around.
Yeah, it won't cost you 60 quid or 70 quid on the plane if you're going on holidays.
Yeah,
you want to bring
exactly,
something with you.
You put it in your pocket.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrific. And anyway, no matter what the instrument is, I love to see young kids playing music. Okay, and when is this all kicking off? The end of August sometime?
It's on Saturday the 23rd of August from 12 to 4. And like I was saying, you can book at accessballymoon.ie, and you can get the phone number there, or else you can book it online. Or else you can just call in as well.
Okay. Colm, thank you very much. Anything else going on you want to tell us about, or we'll wait till it comes up, I suppose, nearer the time?
The only thing I'll say is I'm working on a blues album with a band called The Square Pegs, and that should be out hopefully later in the year.
Okay, well, maybe come back on. Definitely rather come back on and talk about that, Colm.
I'd love to know.
The band, yeah, no problem at all. I saw you down at the Rose Festival. It was a great weekend, wasn't it?
It was really nice down there. They got great weather for it too. It was lovely.
Absolutely terrific. Thanks very much, Colm. I hope to talk to you again.
No.
Thanks, bye.
All right, take care. Have a nice day.
And that's the 23rd of August in Access in Ballymun, and you can just look up accessballymun.ie. It's really a good idea to learn to play an instrument, but this is a particularly beautiful instrument to play. So if you have any 16-year-olds there, would like to... And they're not very... If you haven't got one, you can buy one. They're not that expensive to buy either.